Did you know that at one point in my life, I was homeless? I was couch surfing while waiting for a place to live. Yes, waiting. And luckily, it was at the beginning of college, so I didn't have to retain so much important information. Unless you consider the syllabus important. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Winning Lifestyle's Audio Edition Podcast. Today is another one of my story time where I'll be talking about the importance of looking at housing early on. Well, not really. It's more of what you should do and why based on my personal experience. And like always, the joke is at the end. So at the beginning of my sophomore year in college, I was homeless. No, I didn't live on the streets in a tent under the highway. Luckily, my friend at the time housed me. But let's rewind a bit before this incident so you get a better understanding of how and why I became homeless. Flashback to freshman year college. Going in, I didn't have many friends, and I didn't know how to make friends either. Literally, I had trouble trying to hold a conversation and talking to people. So I didn't have any motivation to look for housing or roommates. That was until my parents pestered me to look for housing or to apply for the dorms. Now, I didn't realize this, but you're supposed to find housing way before the end of the year. Specifically, during the first semester, September, October. And why didn't I do this? Well, because I was a young, naive child who did not yet know how to fend for herself. But sometime in April, my parents came up to Austin to help me search for a space I could call home for another year. After looking at a bunch of showrooms, I ended up picking a space that I liked. And bonus, they had smart housing too. For those of you who don't know, smart housing is a program that'll help students who need financial assistance when renting an apartment. Basically, if you qualify, you get a reduced fee. A picture of the floor plan that I signed up for is on our website at winninglifestyles.com, so you can check it out to see what I mean. So there's this room, which was labeled as the bedroom slash study room. Now there's no window, and the washer slash dryer unit was in there, as well as the HVAC unit. So the room was already pretty small, and then they crammed a bunch of other utilities in there as well. Yeah, that was gonna be my room. But I didn't know that until move-in day, in August. Oh, Jen, you dumb child you are. Basically, my parents and brother were furious that I had to live in a place that could possibly deteriorate my health any more than I have already done to myself. So they told me to live someplace else and to sublease this one. Luckily, but unluckily, one of my friends was moving away, so I asked if I could rent out her apartment, which was my forever home for the rest of college. But I asked late, and the whole Hurricane Harvey situation that was going on, they weren't able to fully move out and rent me the apartment until 2 weeks into the semester. Melissa, if you're listening to this, big thanks to you and your mom. I ended up finding someone to sublease my crappy apartment, which will not be named, but it's on 21st Street and Rio Grande Street, before the semester started. Thank God. But like I said, I wasn't able to move into my new apartment until 2 weeks into the semester. So I was homeless for 2 weeks. Or I guess you could say I was couch surfing. I commuted to and from Houston on the weekends, stayed at someone's apartment on the weekdays. Not ideal, not cheap, but it worked. Now, lesson learned, make sure you find housing early on or make friends so you can room with. And don't assume you'll get the window room if you want it just because you filled it out saying you're claustrophobic and you desperately need a room with a window or else you'll die. Or to that extent. Or just go to school closer to home. You'll definitely have housing and free food. Let my young, naive self be a lesson to anyone who's planning on going to college far away. But thanks for listening to the end. I really appreciate you and your support. And as always, the joke. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom? Because the pee is silent. Thanks again for listening. Please stick around for more of my story time, puns, jokes, and just me and my brothers. This is Jen from Winning Lifestyles, and remember to keep smiling.